Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Postgame show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swing and a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws in time.
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
All right, good evening. Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that was a nice one. Not just a nice victory, I mean just a... It's what we've all been asking for. Now, we've seen it quite a bit of late, but you need more of it. And what it is just a well-rounded performance. Now, Royals win. They take the opener from the Texas Rangers. Final score, Royals 4, Texas 3. It's a fourth straight win and maybe the best of the bunch. Royals having a nice little run here, already the most successful homestand of the season. But yeah, that win tonight, certainly abnormal over the course of the first 125 games. Not often have we seen a win like this, but if we're going to see October baseball return to Kansas City, I think we need to see more games like this. Phone lines are open for you. Let's talk about it. If you are one of the near 13,000 in the building tonight, we're not going to make you wait on hold. Dial us up right now, 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. You know, it doesn't matter who I'm talking with, if it's on the radio, off the radio, in the press box, or on the concourse. When you're talking Royals baseball with Royals fans, right now it always just comes back to what do we need to do? Royals are 3 games above 500 at 64-61. What do we have to do? How many wins is it going to take to grab that final wild card spot or any of the wild card spots? How many wins do we need in this series against Texas? Will you need on the road in Detroit, in Chicago, when the Tigers come to Kauffman Stadium in a little over a week? How many wins do the Royals need? And I normally reply with the same answer. They need to just play well-rounded baseball. They need to play a quality brand of baseball. Do that, and you'll find yourself exactly where you want to be. And tonight, yeah. Oh, okay, maybe not. Now, there wasn't a negative tonight. I'm not going down that route. I mean, the Royals hit three home runs. They didn't necessarily need the base running to be excellent tonight. Now, there weren't any base running mistakes, but that's what I'm talking about. When I speak about a well-rounded brand of baseball, I'm talking offensively, allow the scoreboard to dictate your approach. Hit behind the runner, lay the bunt down every once in a while. And then, of course, yeah, looking for power. Power, hitting for average, defense, base running, starting pitching, and relief pitching. Yeah, I'm asking for everything. But that's what it's going to take. You need these well-rounded performances if you're going to find yourself playing October baseball. I said earlier today I thought fundamentals would determine this series. Defensively, are you making the routine play? On the base paths, which team values that base runner, that run potential? Who values that scoring situation, that scoring threat? Who values it more? Whose focus is razor sharp on the base paths? That's what I think and thought this series is going to come down to. And, you know, game one, I wouldn't say that there were base running mistakes. Defensively, honestly, if we want to talk about what aspect of the game tonight stood out most, I might start with the defense. You know, John Rave picking up Michael Wacha in a major way in the second inning. Mikel Garcia made half a dozen outstanding defensive plays at third base. Even Jonathan India turning a big 6-4-3 double play in the fourth inning after Michael Wacha allows the leadoff man to reach. So defensively, the boys were on point. I mentioned Michael Wacha. I continue to take him for granted, and he showed exactly why. 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball, ho-hum, just another outstanding effort from an outstanding leader inside that clubhouse. Again, Wacha gave up 9 hits. Had base runners in all but 2 of the 6 innings in which he took the bump. Starting pitching, defense, and the bullpen tonight, 3 1/3 innings of 1-run relief. Carlos Estevez setting a new career high with his 32nd save on the season. He leads the American League. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Pitching, defense, the base running was taken care of by the big bats tonight. Vinny Pasquantino, Mikel Garcia, and Mike Yastrzemski all go deep. Royals are now 11-0 this season when they hit 3 home runs. They haven't done it very often, but it sure does pay off when the boys in blue can go bridge. And they did tonight as Mikel stays red hot. Vinny is all of a sudden top 15 in Major League Baseball when it comes to RBI, and all Mike Yastrzemski does is deliver at the top of the lineup. Yaz tonight making his 9th start at the top of the lineup for the Royals. He has more walks than strikeouts, and as the leadoff hitter in Kansas City, Mike Yastrzemski has an OPS of 999. My game notes are brought to you by Jays Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. All right, let's get to you. Let's hear from the people following the Royals' 4-3 win in game one of this 4-game set against the Texas Rangers. Let's start off with Kennedy in Harrisonville. Kennedy, you're hitting leadoff. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. How are you doing tonight?
I'm very well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. I was lucky enough to go to the game tonight with one of my best friends from high school and his great fiance. He was also lucky enough to catch that home run ball from Yastrzemski, ended up with it after it bounced around in that Price Chopper porch. I just wanted to say I called in a couple weeks ago and said it's going to be a fun rest of the year, and look where we are. Very, very fun. Going to be a fun rest of the year. The boys are playing some great ball. Trade acquisitions from JJ and the boys looking great. And I'm just so excited for the rest of the year, and I also love pitch. I'll get off your line, clear phone line, but thanks for having me on, Vern.
Kennedy, I appreciate the phone call. Royals are now 17-11 since the All-Star break, averaging well over 5 runs a game. Let's go to Carson in Kansas City. Carson, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, I was at the game tonight, and I got to see Estevez's closer entrance for the first time. What do you think your favorite closer entrance is that you've seen?
Well, that's all pretty new. I'm gonna thanks for the phone call. I'm gonna go pretty classic on you. The guys that started the real closer entrance, Mariano Rivera with Enter Sandman and Metallica back in his Hall of Fame career with the Yankees, and then Hell's Bells with Trevor Hoffman's days in San Diego. Those two are my favorite. I had a chance to cover Trevor Hoffman while he was in Milwaukee, so I guess I'll lean towards Hoffman. Mariano seems like a great guy, but the pinstripes, no thanks. Let's go to Bob, who's in Creighton. Bob, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals get to 3 games above 500. Go ahead.
Thank you, Vern. Yeah, it's great to be out to the ballpark and watch the ball. I mean, they're playing really good ball. The defense, as you said, is outstanding. Our pitching is really good. I'm kind of disappointed we're not getting to see the starting rotation we did, you know, with Reagans and Bubic and all those guys. We're where we're at right now because of their command before. But I think I don't know how long it'll be before we see Reagan's back. I also want to applaud the fans this year. I've got season tickets in 85. I've got season tickets in 15. And I bought season tickets this year. I know how everybody is on superstition in baseball. So I'm hoping that buying season tickets this year will get us over the top. What do you think of that, Bert?
I love it. I'm all about that, Bob. I appreciate it. Good stuff. Royals have homered in a season-high, tying 8 straight games. They homer in the first, Mike Yastrzemski. Guy's been here for 15 minutes, and he's already hit 3 leadoff home runs. First inning, bombs. Right out of the gate, first man at the dish, bye-bye. He's done it 3 times. By the way, I found this interesting. Do you know the last Royal to have 3 leadoff home runs in a season? You know what? I'm not even going to ask. You'll never guess. It was MJ Melendez. He had 4 back in 2022. Do you even remember that? I barely remember MJ as a leadoff hitter. Yeah, he was catching and hitting leadoff and did it quite a bit back in 2022. Let's go to Alistair, who was one of the near 13,000 in the building tonight. Alistair, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
So I was at the game tonight, and I was lucky enough to get to see the Michael Garcia home run just past the foul pole.
Wow,
and then
yeah.
Shout out to an amazing Rangers fan who gave me the ball. So now I'm driving home, and we have a Michael Garcia home run ball.
Wow, that you'll never forget that. I'm glad you got that, and way to give credit to a Rangers fan that helped you out with it. Alistair, I'm glad you had a good time, buddy.
Thank you.
Royals win 4-3. Way to go, Texas Rangers fans. I only know really one of you, my former boss. We should really honor him, because without him, there's no way I'm sitting in this seat. Or maybe we should chastise him, because without him, I'm not sitting in this seat. Yeah, Michael Garcia's solo blast to open up the 5th inning made it 4-1 Royals. They would hang on to win 4-3. Since the All-Star break, the All-Star, Michael Garcia, is batting .318 with an OPS near .925. I want to get back to the phone calls, but we could have a very, very long and expansive conversation about Michael Garcia. Let me just throw out there what I put out there earlier today on the On Deck Show. Because Bobby Witt Jr., according to FanGraphs, has been the 4th most valuable player in the sport this season. The only players more valuable than Bobby this year, the eventual National League MVP Shohei Ohtani, and then the eventual American League MVP, whether that's Cal Raleigh or Aaron Judge. That's it. Just those 3. Only players more valuable than Bob. But Mike Hell's 13th the 13th most valuable player. I mean, more valuable than Julio Rodriguez and Francisco Lindor, and I could go on and on and on with some of the best names and biggest names in the game. Michael has outshined them all. So it got me to thinking, if we were to do a draft of every player that's ever put on the Royals uniform, an all-time draft, okay, George Brett's the number one pick. Bobby's probably two. I'm not saying Michael's three or five or 10 or even 15 or 20. I just want to know where you think he falls. You could draft Lorenzo. You could draft Willie Wilson and Amos Otis and Carlos Beltran and Salvador Perez. And take your pick, Mike Sweeney. We can go on and on. Where does Michael fall? Talent-wise, 5-tool talent-wise, you can't convince me there's been 30 better, more well-rounded players in the history of this franchise than Michael Garcia. Now, I got to catch myself because it's only been 125 games this season. Maybe I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but I do think it's worthy of conversation. Royals win 4-3. We have to take a very quick timeout. We'll get right back to your phone calls and head inside that Royals clubhouse right after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Lowe's, before the holidays is the perfect time for upgrades and upkeep. During Black Friday, get up to 50% off select major appliances and buy more to save more with up to an additional 25% off when you bundle select major appliances. Plus, grab select DeWalt 20-volt max drill or impact driver kits for just $99. Lowe's. We help you save. Valid through 12/3. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Leiter delivers. Pasquantino pummels it down the right field line, hooking into the corner and gone into the seats for a two-run home run. That was a laser beam from Vinny Pasquantino. The Royals take a 3-1 lead in the bottom of the third inning.
Jake Eisenberg on the call. Welcome back, Jake. You heard it all right here on 96.5 The Fan. Royals take game one from the Texas Rangers, 4-3 the final score. Mike Yastrzemski puts him on the board right out of the gate in the first inning, his fourth home run since joining the Royals. Rangers would tie it up in the second, but as you just heard, Vinny Pasquantino with Bobby Witt Jr. standing on second base. Vinny gets a 2-1 fastball, 94 miles per hour, middle in, and he takes it. And you heard Jake describe it, a laser beam over the right field wall. Vinny's team leading 23rd on the season. Royals would go up 4-1 and finish it off with a 4-3 victory. And how about this? Let's head inside the Royals clubhouse, the guy that finished it off tonight, to collect his career-high 32nd save of the season. Ladies and gentlemen, your all-star closer, Carlos Estevez. Carlos, great job tonight. Congratulations on a new high-water mark for your terrific career.
Thank you. Thank you, man.
What does that mean to you, getting up to 32 saves and counting?
It means a lot. You know, it means I will always be grateful for the opportunity, and I will always be ready to go out there and keep doing it. And right now it's been working so far, so let's keep doing it.
Yeah, and you've pitched in 7 of the last 9 games. How does that arm feel? How do you feel?
Honestly, with all these hot weather stuff, a little tired, but the arm is great, man. We're doing good. We just need to keep winning these games.
I talk about your save total. It would make me believe that you're as good as you've ever been. Do you feel as good as you've ever been?
Man, honestly, yeah, I do. I do feel great right now, and I just feel like I can keep getting out there and keep getting the job done, but at the end, you never know. You just got to go out there with your best effort, and hopefully you get it done every time. You know, no one is perfect, but hopefully we keep riding a good streak.
You're now 3 games above 500. What makes you proudest of where this team finds itself right now?
Man, I'm so proud the way we have been fighting the whole year. And, you know, Kansas City fans, they have been seeing it. And I'm proud of the way these guys have been finding ways of winning baseball games day in and day out. And that's all it counts, man. And we're all in this to win it. So I'm proud of what we're doing right now.
You're a true leader of this team. I'm wondering what ways you've seen the team change since the All-Star break with these new additions to the lineup.
Honestly, man, it's been really good with the mentality one day at a time. And we don't look like we're carrying over things from the previous days or whatever. We're showing up and doing the best we can do every single day out there. And I feel that like that has been the big change. We're not worrying so much about the past. We just focus on the present and getting ready for the future.
You have a lot of people pulling you in all sorts of different directions after the game. So, Carlos, me and everybody listening, we really appreciate you calling us up. Great job out there. And I'm guessing we're going to see you out there again tomorrow.
All right, sounds good, man. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Have a good night.
Yeah, my pleasure. You too. All-star Carlos Estevez on 96.5 The Fan. He throws a 1-2-3 12-pitch ninth inning to pick up his American League-leading 32nd save on the season. Phone lines are open for you. The Peterson & Associates phone line. The number is 913-586-7965. That's also our text line number, 913-586-7965. I see Hayden in Shawnee on the text line, scoreboard watching, celebrating the bullpen. Hayden, I hope you enjoyed that interview there with Carlos Estevez. Again, thanks to Carlos and the Royals for facilitating that conversation. Rally Mantis is celebrating on the text line, hoping that the Snakes can beat the Cleveland Guardians. Unfortunately, things not going our way on that front right now, Rally Mantis. But to be quite honest with you, the Royals will have their chance to handle Cleveland themselves. Cleveland, bottom of the sixth, they lead Arizona 3-0. Let's go to Justin. He was one of the near 13,000 in the building tonight. Justin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. It's Justin and Julian Simeon. Thanks again for saying hi to us. My father, Carbono Simeon, my brother, big brother, Nicholas Simeon, and shout out to my Uncle Rick, Aunt Ann, and Jessica, ran into him, and my old boss, Tom Levin, whose father just turned 93. They held up a sign in the stadium. It was awesome.
I saw that.
I came around. But hey, awesome game. I know last Thursday when we talked, we were like, hey, we're not going to talk about the push until we're above 500. We're well above it. I know some things have to happen, but it was a great performance. The fans were engaged. The team was on point. It was just all around a good time out at the K, man. So thanks again for everything you do, your analysis, your candidness, your delivery, and just keeping it real for us at home and in the stadium. We always appreciate you, Vern. Thank you so much, man.
Hey, man, I appreciate the support. Nice seeing you, and always appreciate seeing you and the family. Always hit me with a smile, always in a good mood, a positive disposition. We need more of that. Justin, nice hearing from you. John was in the building as well. John, you're on 96.5 The Fan as the Royals get to three games above 500. Go ahead.
Vern, that was a great game. I mean, think about it. When we win a game like this, and it's hard to really pick a player of the game when so many people had a hand in it, you know that we're doing something well. And,
yeah. You
know, you had Garcia with great defense and offense, Vinny hitting a laser. But I think people we haven't talked about, I love that Schreiber came in, knocked out the sixth, pitched the seventh.
Right.
That was wonderful. Yeah. And then Waka taking one off his leg was remarkable too. So here's the last bit of call it karma, call it wishful thinking, call it whatever. But the last four series, we won one game against Minnesota. We won two games against Washington. We won three games against Chicago. And now we play four games against Texas. I'm just saying things are lining up.
And I love what you're just saying, John. I appreciate the phone call. Royals now 23-5 this season when they hit multiple home runs. I agree with John that it's difficult to pinpoint the player of the game. You know, Michael Waka, 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball. I'm trying not to take him for granted, but I admit that I do take him for granted. 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball with no walks. That is certainly worthy of the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. But I'm going in a different direction. And John Schreiber's a great submission. Four up, four down on 16 pitches for Schreibs, including coming in with a man on and two outs and finish off Waka's sixth inning. Man, speaking of that sixth inning, how didn't that ground ball off of the batter, Rowdy Tellez, how didn't it either take a weird bounce off the mound or hit Waka or hit the base? The fact that that double play ball stayed true and found Bobby's glove, that's when you knew it was the Royals' night. Top of the sixth inning, they're up 3-2, they're up 4-2. So it's a bloop and a blast. You certainly shouldn't feel uber confident. But shoot, if you've been watching this team all season, that ball hits Waka, takes a funky hop off the mound or hits the base and caroms into the outfield, and multiple runs come in to score, and Waka suddenly is, you know, his final line is sullied. Maybe in June that would have happened. Not in August. Royals win 4-3. They're three games above 500 for the first time since early June. Text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. We'll get to your text messages in just a moment. I think Mikel Garcia is the Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And I think Mikel Garcia has won this award more than anybody else on the team this season, and for good reason. Again, he's an all-star. He's been one of the 15 best players in the sport this season. Tonight, he hits a single in the third inning with nobody on and nobody out. Leads off the fifth inning with his career-high 12th home run, and then made defensive plays throughout this game. Fourth inning, fifth inning, a great play in the eighth inning, maybe the game saver in the eighth inning. So yeah, a trio of outstanding defensive web gems, his 41st multi-hit game to lead his team. And by the way, his .302 batting average is sixth best in Major League Baseball. So he does it offensively, he does it defensively, and makes it all look, I don't want to say easy, but he looks cool doing it too, doesn't he? Michael Garcia, your Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game. And for being named Player of the Game, he'll receive a delicious gourmet dinner for two from Guaranteed Foods to prepare and enjoy at home. You can hook up a family member. You can do whatever you want with it, Michael. It has shrimp cocktail, a gourmet filet mignon, twice-baked potatoes, asparagus, and two slices of gourmet turtle cheesecake for dessert. It'll all be delivered to Michael's home from Guaranteed Foods, so congratulations again to our Guaranteed Foods Player of the Game, Michael Garcia. Royals win 4-3. Let's go to Steve in Kansas City. Steve, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you.
You're doing all right?
What you think? Yeah, it's just the heat's getting to me a little bit. It'll pass. it'll pass eventually. I can't but think that this run was kind of started by manager Q getting thrown out of the game. I really like the kind of fire. I think we could use a lot more of that. I remember Urseg saying after the game that, they've got a good work-life balance. He sort of said after he'd blown a save one day, he goes, well, I can still go to eat with my family. It's not going to bother me that much. I think the professionalness of manager Q is kind of seen as coolness, that if we bring some more fire and with guys coming back, I think the chances of us getting to the playoffs are very good. I don't think Q is doing this on purpose. I just think that's his natural way of things. He's very professional. He's very sort of like buttoned up. But do you think that would help if he would explode more often, that he would kind of like get on guys and get thrown out of the game? Ned did the same thing, and we went to the World Series 10 years ago.
Need to be yourself. Yeah. Players can sniff out BS pretty quickly. And if Q starts to rant and rave, it's very un-Q-like. I think players would wonder, what the hell's going on? And what's he trying to cover up? So, no, I think that would backfire if he starts changing who he is.
Well, I think he got thrown out. I think it was a very good – I think it was an excellent opportunity to say that the call was blown. I mean, he picked the right spot. It just maybe there aren't enough of those.
That's what he always gets thrown out about. I mean, that's why he got thrown out last year. He's a very by-the-book guy, a very pragmatic skipper, and rule says if you put your knee down in front of the bag, that's obstruction. That's what that shortstop did, and Q lost his mind because why is it in the rule book if you're not going to uphold the rule book? So, he at least had something to yell about. Quite often, fans want Q to get thrown out because they're angry that New York didn't make the right decision on an instant replay. Q's not going to lose it and look like a nut job. And if he's screaming at someone that had nothing to do with the decision, he would look like a nut job.
I'm not criticizing. I think it was the exact perfect time to do it.
Right.
I mean,
it was real, right?
Oh, yeah. Totally believable. I would have done the same thing. I think he's so professional and reserved, it comes off as the other guys thinking, I have to kind of mirror his behavior. And that may not
also
be...
Also, that's Salvi. Steve, yeah. Right? I mean, thanks for the phone call. I got your point. I got to get to a few other callers. Always nice hearing from you. But that's also Salvi. And it's not reserved. I wouldn't call Q reserved. Obviously, there's passion in there. There's fire in there. There's a competitive spirit in there. I've seen it plenty. I've heard it plenty. Seen it in his eyes and heard it in his words. But Salvi's not a fighter. Bobby's not a fighter. They're not reserved. Nobody's more driven than Salvi. And if you remember the quickness in which Bobby earned Salvi's respect, that shows you the fire that burns inside of Bobby Witt Jr., who I mentioned earlier is one of the five best players on the planet again this season and isn't really being celebrated all that much. Inside Kansas City or outside Kansas City, he's putting up another outstanding campaign, and yet it's kind of what we expected. if not falling short of what some of us expected. So I wouldn't say it's reserved. I would say Q is very pragmatic. I would say that Salvi is a lead by example. Salvi's the kind of guy, and he says that every spring training, if your goal isn't to make it to the Hall of Fame, what are you doing here? And he's not. He said that even before he was a Hall of Famer. So he's not reserved. He's just a self-starter. I don't need anybody to motivate me. I don't need anybody to tell me what to do. Because I've been driven in a different fashion than 99.9% of people on this planet. Steve, I appreciate the phone call. Bobby, by the way, is batting .315 here in the month of August. And he has a base hit in all seven games of this homestand. Bobby today, 1-for-2 with a pair of walks and a run scored. Royals win 4-3. I have an interesting play from this game tonight that I thought was the cool play of the game. It's not one of the home runs. It's not one of Mikel's great defensive plays. It's not John Rave throwing out the base runner at the dish in the second inning for the third out. By the way, shout out to John Rave, man. I didn't think that throw was good. I thought that was well up the third base line, but no, nice pick, by the way. Luke Maley behind the dish thrust into the starting lineup as Salvi was scratched late with an illness. Let's go to Nate in Lee Summit. Nate, you're next up on 96.5 The Fan and the Peterson and Associates phone line. Go ahead.
Vern, how's your Monday been, buddy?
Really good. Really, really good, actually. I mean, a little too hot, but outside of that, I'm good.
Good, man. I'm happy to hear it. I did want to echo a little bit of what Steve said about Q on Friday. I was at that game. It was my second game of the year. Super fun. And I would not say that Q is reserved or quiet or anything after getting tossed in that game. That really fired me up. But the one thing I did want to say, and I'm sorry if I'm repeating somebody that's talked about this already. I just started listening to you, but Michael Wacha, my goodness. I don't know if you can find many more pitchers in the entire big leagues this year since, I don't know, June that have been much more consistent than he is. I feel like he just goes out and goes, you know, six-ish innings, gives up one run, and, you know, gives his team a chance to win every single time. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Michael Wacha.
Yeah, let me tell you this, and I'll let you finish. I just want to add on to your point because you're 100% right. You can go back to the beginning of the season. Get this. Michael Wacha leads the team. He's made 25 starts. He's averaging more than 5 2/3 innings per start with an ERA of 3.34. There are only 7 pitchers in baseball that can match that. Now, Michael Wacha's putting up numbers that only the best of the best in the sport can match as far as taking the ball every fifth day, getting into the sixth inning, and giving your team a chance to win. Again, he's hard not to take for granted, but when you hear that he's one of only 8 pitchers in the sport putting up numbers like that, and to think that you have Noah Cameron and Seth Lugo, and you had Chris Bubich, and maybe you'll have Cole Reagans, you have Ryan Burgert. Man, the health of this franchise this season and for years to come seems like we're in a pretty good spot, man.
No, I completely agree. So, I mean, Cameron has been awesome, but would I be crazy in saying that Michael Wacha has been the Royals' best pitcher this year? I don't feel like that's
true. No, I think you're 100% right. Yeah, no, I'm with you
100%. Okay, perfect.
Yep, no doubt.
Brother, I appreciate you. I will listen off air.
Thank you very much. Yeah, even the, again, I tend to go towards FanGraphs more than Baseball Reference. FanGraphs has had Michael Wacha as one of the 20 best pitchers in the sport all year. It was him and Chris Bubich for a long stretch of time. Obviously, Bubich has found himself banged up. But yeah, Michael Wacha, still one of the 20 best in the sport. And again, I just gave you those numbers. You know, since the All-Star break, he's been even better. An ERA of 2.21 in 6 starts since the All-Star break. Wacha's walked only 4 batters in 36 2/3 innings of work since the All-Star game. 4 walks. He doesn't walk anybody tonight. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. Let's go to Big T in Shawnee. Big T, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern. Thanks for taking my call. So way to go, boys in blue. Four-game winning streak. Let's keep it rolling. So, Vern, I want to answer your question. You're talking about Garcia. Where would you put him? He would definitely be in my top 10 for sure.
Top 10,
because, you know, you got George, you got Salvi, you got Bobby, you got Willie, Amos. Yep. You
know. Oh, Big T, we lost you. Come on, man.
Huh? Hello?
Yeah, you're breaking up. Okay, so what else? Okay, so he's in your top 10. I like those names you gave me, but you were breaking up so we kind of lost you there.
Oh, I'm sorry. So I just hadn't seen enough of him. He's definitely rolling, though, Vern. You know I love that kid. I love the nickname, the King. And then, Vern, tonight I think it was our most impressive victory of the year because our captain was not in there. I mean, he's solid, and you don't have the captain, one of your big bats in there, and the boys found a way to get it done. Michael Walker, I tip my cap to him, Vern. Yeah, instead of Michael Walker, it ought to be Michael Rocca because he's solid as a rock. Let's keep the thing rolling, and as always, let's go Royals. Choo-choo! Choo-choo-choo!
Man, I worry that Hannah has already made her way home, and I apologize, but I want to thank you. She made me some cookies, brought them to the game for me. Hannah, these might not make it through the night. I might eat them all. Who am I kidding? I'm going to eat them all before I get home tonight. Hannah, thank you very much. Glad the Royals were able to get you a win tonight. A Big T answering the question I asked earlier today on the On Deck show and earlier tonight on the postgame show. All time, every single player that's ever put on the Royals uniform, they're all in a draft. How many picks until you get to Michael Garcia? Big T says he's in the top 10. I think he has to be at least in the top 25, if not higher. From the 816, Vern, talent-wise, you're spot on with Michael, but, you know, Adalberto Mondesi had a lot of talent, too. And sure, Michael's already had a better career than Adalberto, but, you know, I'm still going to give the nod to the David DeJesus's and the Whit Merrifields of the world for their longevity. Okay, I think that's fair. I'm not going to fight you on that. I think way too many people overlook what Whit Merrifield did in Kansas City. I think that's fine to say. Ray Ray from Kansas City is excited that the Royals find themselves right back in the playoff race. From the 816, hey Vern, the Mike Yastrzemski leadoff home run reminded me of Alcides Escobar swinging away in the first inning. Yeah, Yaz doesn't always swing at the first pitch. That's the only difference, right? Yaz ahead in the count 3-0. Jack Leiter, the young right-hander for the Rangers, gets the automatic. So the 3-1 pitch to Mike Yastrzemski, the leadoff hitter to start off the game, gets a fastball, 95 miles per hour, middle of the zone, and it is blasted. I'm 108 miles per hour off of the bat, travels 412 feet over the right center field wall, his 12th homer of the season, his fourth with the Royals. And after the game, Mike Yastrzemski on the field receiving the Joel Goldberg treatment on FanDuel Sports Network.
All right, Mike Yastrzemski started things off right away with the home run. We'll talk about that in a moment. Just the team effort, what you're seeing from this group. It's hard to believe on your first homestand as a Kansas City Royal, only one loss. What do you like about this group?
There's no quit. These guys come in, they want to learn, they want to play, they play hard. It's a group effort, so it's been fun.
All right, the leadoff home run, you work the count to 3-0. There you go. Here's the first.
Bobby and Izzy getting him with the Gatorade bat.
He's been here long enough that he knew it was coming, and it still feels good on a very hot Kansas City night, I'm assuming. A little different than the Bay Area weather that you were used to for so many years. Are you talking about the team, but also the tempo, what you're able to do in setting that tempo, that pace, a three-ball count right away. You're drawing a lot of walks, but the home run. What's the thought process there to start the game?
Get on base for Bob. You know, it's kind of seems like I enjoy that role. You know, it feels like there's not a whole lot of pressure. It's fun to play here, fun to play in front of these fans, and, you know, it feels like a nice change of pace.
I told you right before you came on, because it's an unbelievable stat. You've played 15 games with the Royals. You have 3 leadoff home runs. That ties a franchise mark for leadoff home runs in a month. Johnny Damon did it. Alex Gordon did it. You now have 3 of them. That seems mind-boggling. What's the key to being able to get that early pitch?
Just being ready. You know, looking for your pitch, hunting it, and don't miss it.
All right, last thing. There's been so much talk lately about the veterans that came over. Yourself, Adam Frazier, Randall Grichuk, even Carlos Estevez last year and guys like that. What does that do for this group just in the couple of weeks that you've seen?
You know, brings another view to the game, to the team, and you know, we've all played in different organizations, and there's good things that you can take from each one and bring them here. And I think it's a selfless group of older guys too, where everyone's kind of willing to add whatever they can to make us better, whatever way we can. You know, whether it's platooning, whether it's a scouting report, whether it's going in for a defensive replacement, I think all these guys are ready to do what we need.
You guys have definitely raised the level, the team playing good baseball. Congratulations on the win. We'll see you back tomorrow.
Sounds good. Thank you.
There you go. Mike Yastrzemski, one of 2 Royals to record multiple hits. Yaz and Mikel each picking up a pair of knocks tonight. Again, Mikel's team-leading 41st multi-hit game. Royals, since the beginning of July, are 25-15. That's the 4th best record in Major League Baseball in that time span, and it marks the Royals' best 40-game stretch all year. They haven't had a better 40-game stretch since the summer of 2017. Haas and Moose and Kane and Eske, the swan song that was 2017. That's the last time a Royals ball club has put together a better 40-game stretch than what we just witnessed. Royals picking up 25 wins in their last 40 contests, and it finds them now 3 games above 500 and now just 4 games back. Essentially 4 games back of that final wild card spot. We'll keep you updated on that as the Guardians still lead the Diamondbacks 3-0 in the 7th inning. Royals 3.5 games back in the standings, but when you factor in the tiebreakers, it's a 4-game deficit for that final American League playoff spot. Phone lines are open for you. We'll get back to the Peterson and Associates phone line coming up after a quick timeout. Back to your thoughts after this.
You're listening to Vern's Postgame Show, brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods, delivering all natural foods direct to families since 1958. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. Make sure to subscribe to the All Things Vern podcast channel to stay up to date with your boys in blue. This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Welcome back to Vern's Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Vernier.
1-2 tonight. 1-0 pitch. Swing and a ball pulled down the left field line. That's way back there. And that ball is gone. A home run in the left field corner. Right down the line off the bat of Michael Garcia. And his magical run continues. That's home run number 12. RBI number 56, and the Royals lead it 4-1.
56 RBIs for Michael Garcia, now just too shy of matching his career high. He's already set a career high in homers, a career high in base hits, a career high in doubles, a career high in wins above replacement. We know that's happening. His OPS is more than 200 points better than it was just a season ago. He's already set a career high in walks. Batting 302. Michael tonight, 2-for-4 and 1-of-3 Royals to go deep. Michael's homer came off of the first man out of the bullpen for Bruce Bochy. The first two home runs came courtesy of Mike Yastrzemski and Vinny Pasquantino. They take Jack Leiter deep. Royals win 4-3. They win a fourth straight game and now find themselves three games above 500. Phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. That's 913-586-7965. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm great, man. What a great win tonight. Love to see the long ball working for our boys in blue tonight. Love to see the anchor of our lineup, Mr. Michael Wacha, going 6 2/3. That was a great game. But I think you and I are on the same page tonight. I think tonight we needed to give the flowers to Michael Garcia. You know, you just everything he does is amazing, whether it's defense, offense. You know, something that really sticks out to me that you kind of touched on earlier was his WAR, his win above replacement.
Yeah,
he is ranked top three for third baseman, right?
Oh,
but what's crazy?
Yeah.
But what's crazy on a majority of any other teams in the majors, he's a shortstop.
Right.
But we're so blessed with our Royals, that he plays third base. So, yeah, love it. Love it tonight. Great win. And you opened up the show talking about Detroit and, you know, these next series. I'm going to quote a wise man that once told me, let's just keep sawing wood. Great to talk to you, Vern. Let's go, Royals.
Way to go. Good phone call. Great phone call, Colin. 5 2/3 innings tonight from Michael Wacha. He picks up the win. He's now 8-9 on the season. Great point about Michael being a shortstop. You know, that wins above replacement would be, you know, even higher if he's manning shortstop. His ability to play shortstop is the reason why. If he's willing to sit down at the negotiation table this offseason, I'd lock him up. I mean, there just are not very many five-tool players that play up the middle. Center field, second base, shortstop, catcher. There's not many guys in the sport that can do everything while playing those positions. And do everything, I mean a strong arm, great legs, right? Can run the bases well, has power, can hit for average, can hit behind the runner, can lay down a bunt. I mean, Michael can do everything on the field. And he's only getting stronger, he's only getting more confident, he's only getting better. So if he's interested in giving himself and his family some security, putting some money, real money, in the bank, now he's going to have to leave some money on the table, obviously, because the Royals don't need to sign him anytime soon. But I'd like to. I'll eat up a few of those free agent seasons. Michael and the Royals, now 64-61 on the season. We go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm. Don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Nick in Shawnee. You're on the postgame show. Nick, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, man. Love your show, man. You're a class act here in KC, man. Appreciate everything you do. Hey,
nice of you to say. Thanks, dude.
Hey, you know, even surprisingly enough, you probably remember talking to my brother Justin, and I got to meet you in the booth for the first time.
For sure.
Man, I really appreciate you. You setting aside a minute, but man, I wanted to ask you a couple questions and get your thoughts on it. And I'm not sure if Mike Yastrzemski's ever been a leadoff hitter on the other squad he came from.
He was, but yeah, he did. He did a lot.
Okay. Well, man, just to see Q shake up the lineup over the last few weeks, just mixing things up. You know, it feels like it's giving the team a jolt. India landing in that seventh spot, just crushing it, doing really well. But my question is, I mean, you talk to the guys. Do they are they having just the most fun they've had all season since Q's been keeping things fresh, surprising everybody with the lineups, never really knowing exactly what to expect when they come in other than they know their anchors are going to do their job, but then all the role players are going to get the chance to shine as well. How do you feel that the vibe in the clubhouse has been, and do you think that's the vibe that we've seen or felt is causing this hot streak that we're seeing right now?
Yeah, good question. Appreciate it. Nice hearing from you, Nick. First of all, Q does a good job of communicating with the players. So at the end of the night, if someone's not going to be in the lineup the next day or if a bench player is going to be in the lineup, he normally lets them know so they can prepare going into the night. But also, if you're on a Matt Cutrero team, if you're a position player on his team, you're going to be used. Q uses everyone, and as he said at his introductory press conference, if I'm not writing your name in the lineup a few times a week, why are you on the team? So I think just the way that Q manages his roster keeps everyone fresh. But to me, the difference inside the clubhouse... it's not as if they're having more fun, but I think there is more confidence inside that clubhouse, which, yeah, I guess in turn could lead to more fun. But you go back to the beginning of the season, and you know, offensively in April, everybody outside of Michael was struggling, right? Veterans were struggling, right? Salvi had a lot of bad luck. Renfro wasn't doing anything. And then all the young Royals were struggling, Massey and Melendez and Vinny. They were having a rough go in April. And I think they started to press. You know, they had big goals. They had division title goals in April and May and June. But by the end of June, you knew those division title hopes were all but dashed. And I think confidence was at an all-time low because every new face that walked into that clubhouse to try and save the offense, none of those guys had a voice. John Rave and Nick Lofton and Jack Caglione, yeah, come on up, Drew Waters. But you're not walking into a big league clubhouse with your chest sticking out. You haven't done anything in the big leagues. Certainly not enough to where you can go, hey, guys, hey, you're good, man. Listen, I'm John Rave. I'm Jack Caglione. Trust me. I'm Nick Lofton. I'm Drew Waters. You got to listen to me. You guys are good. No, that's not their role. So they step into a clubhouse where bona fide big leaguers are scuffling. Now, guys like Jonathan Indian, Vinny Pasquantino, I thought did a tremendous job of exuding confidence, having quality body language, even though maybe mentally they were beating themselves up. They showed up every day with a good attitude, so I thought that was impressive. But there was no outlet. There was no one to help out the Indias and the Vinnies who were drowning early. You know, Vinny picked it up in May, but Vinny was really the only one that picked it up once the calendar flipped to May. So every new face inside that clubhouse wasn't bringing much other than, you know, a good attitude, excitement of being in the big leagues, but that's about it. But then Adam Frazier shows up and Randall Grichuk and then Mike Yastrzemski. And when they sit you down and say, Kyle Isbell, stop trying to hit home runs, dude. Hey, guys, you're good. Man, we've been watching you from San Francisco, from Phoenix. We've been watching you guys from Pittsburgh. You're a good ball club. Vinny, Bobby, all of you. You don't need to do it all anymore. Yastrzemski's 9-pitch at-bat. Adam Frazier remaining red hot. He's on base again tonight with the walk. Randall Grichuk, a pinch-hit walk. You know, having those type of professional at-bats puts men on base. So now it's no longer Bobby needs to do it all. Vinny needs to do it all. Salvi's got to come through. There are other options of guys that can come through, that have come through and believe they'll come through again. And having that lineup now being extended, to me, it gives the team a margin for error. You know, now every base running blunder or defensive miscue isn't crippling because you have an offense that can fight back, that can battle back. We can have some come from behind victories. We've seen quite a bit since the All-Star break. So that's my takeaway from the clubhouse is guys that were internally confident or at least trying to convince themselves that I still belong here. We're good enough. We can do this. They're now having that reinforced by 10-year big leaguers, by real veterans, by guys that take that cool, calm demeanor, not just in the clubhouse, but in the batting cage, out in the field, on the bus, on the plane. Leadership, vocal leadership from big leaguers with a lot of dirt in their spikes. That, to me, is what was missing, and that's what J.J. Piccolo went out and added prior to the trade deadline. Royals win 4-3. You mentioned Jonathan India picks up another knock tonight. He has 9 hits in 9 games since being moved down in the lineup. 913-586-7965. Let's go to Luke in Lee's Summit. You're next up on the postgame show. Luke, go ahead.
Hey, Vern, could you hear me?
I got you, buddy. Go ahead.
I'm going to talk about the postseason.
Well, get to it. What do you have?
I feel like they're going to win against the Texas Rangers, and I feel like they're going to be a pretty good ball club if they keep winning games.
Well, I'm not going to fight you on that, Luke. I'm going to thank you for the phone call, and let's hope the boys can keep on winning. They've won 4 straight, and it seems as if they're finally getting a few breaks as well. And that leads me to tonight's MVP Air Conditioning Cool Play of the Game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. And the cool moment of the game, the cool play of the game, came in the top of the 6th inning. Royals leading 4-1. Feeling good. Mikel just hit a bomb in the previous half inning. Waka comes out for his 6th inning of work. He's at 82 pitches, and he's facing Wyatt Langford to open things up. Langford, with a quality approach, he fights a changeup that's on the inner third of the plate. He fights it into left field for a leadoff single. Then, 2-time World Series MVP Corey Seager goes with a 91-mile-per-hour fastball that's up and away. He goes with it and just shoots it into left center field. So now it's 2-on with nobody out. And the tying run comes to the plate in the behemoth, Rowdy Tellez. And Waka gets his double play ball. but it wasn't your ordinary double play ball. It was hit right back to Waka. He thought about putting his glove down to try to start that double play, but instead he lets it go through because he knows he has Indy and Bobby behind him. Now, this ball is hit right up the middle. It is heading for the second base bag. It's already made it past Waka. Didn't take a funky hop off of the mound. But this thing it's going to hit the second base bag and everybody's going to be safe. And no, thankfully it bounced over the second base bag into the glove of Bobby Witt Jr. And in one beautiful motion, he steps on the second base bag and throws a strike to Vinny at first for the double play. Sure, the Rangers would still score one run in that sixth inning, but it was only one run because of that very fortuitous ground ball off of the bat of Rowdy Tellez. Royals win 4-3, but I thought that was the cool play of the game. Let's go to Dirty Kirk in Kansas City. Interested to see how this goes. Go ahead, DK.
It's Dirty Kurt in Wichita. Three things. One, the cool discussion of the night was that a couple callers back when you did that clubhouse analysis. That was awesome. Thank you. Two, question, what makes John Schreiber so effective lately? He seems to be on a real roll, and just wondering if he's made any changes or something over the course of the season. And three, you've been a little dismissive of Q's getting ejected on his blocking the bag calls, but man, that's when your all-star shortstop and third baseman are both base stealers, and you've got a rule that's going to protect them from being injured that's not being enforced, and you got to do whatever you can to try to protect them. And so I think it's kind of strategic what he's doing, and I'm glad he's doing it.
For sure. All right. Kurt, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. Always enjoy our listeners out there in Wichita. Hey, I wanted to mention this text from the 719. Vern, I think it's about time to start recognizing Vinny as the undeniable Vinny Pasquantino once again. He's a special ball player, Vern. Yeah, I have started to pull back on that somewhat. Haven't really mentioned that a lot of late, and that was because he was striking out too often. Now, he's not striking out a lot. But again, the reason why it was so mind-blowing and why he was so undeniable is this guy just steps into the big leagues and you can't punch him out. He's drawn more walks than strikeouts. Now, he's still undeniable behind the microphone. Yeah, you know what? I'll dive into the numbers. Maybe you're right. Maybe I should. Vinny tonight hits his 23rd home run of the season. His 82 RBIs, top 15 in Major League Baseball. Since the All-Star break, Vinny's driven in 26 runs in 27 games. And if you go back to the start of May, you know, I mentioned earlier that he was struggling in April. But once that calendar flipped to May, Vinny's been an All-Star. An OPS of 826. I thought when the season started, Vinny would be the best first baseman in the division and maybe the best left-handed bat in the division. Right? Because Jose Ramirez is a switch. I think he's taken that first mantle, best first baseman in the American League Central. Hey, we got to get out of here. Blake Schneiders, thank you very much for the help back at the studio. Royals win 4-3. I'll talk to you live from Kauffman Stadium Tuesday night at 5:30. Take care. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Vern's postgame show.
Out of the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch!
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Junior makes a catch, a tag, and a throw,
To hear more from Vern during the week, tune in to Fesco and Dusty on Monday at 8:20, Cody and Gold on Wednesday at 12:30, and The Drive on Fridays at 3. This is your home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan. We now take you back to regularly scheduled programming.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.